Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk About Christianity. I'm Keith.
And I'm Zach.
And together we are hosting this radio program slash podcast slash...
Best part of your day.
We're really not sure where this is going. That's what I'm calling it right now. And there's a reason that I say that. That may have sounded kind of strange as I said it, but... Well, let's back up. This past week, we went to CYC,
Challenge Youth Conference,
and that in Pigeon Forge. Mm-hmm. And we, I came back more enthusiastic about our program just after things that we had seen and
right.
and done and. We came back actually yesterday. Yesterday was just not a good morning. It was a stressful morning for a lot of different reasons.
It got really crazy really quick.
I was late getting here, and that actually, believe it or not, goes back to last Thursday.
Last Thursday?
Yes.
It took you a week to get here?
I was late yesterday morning.
Mealy's only like 5 minutes down the road.
Because of last Thursday, and here's what happened. I got a text from my mother-in-law.
Okay.
That she said, "Hey, somebody dumped a bag of garbage in my ditch. Should I go down there and try to pick it up?" Answer to that is no.
No,
you should not go climb down into the ditch and try to get the trash
That's
bag.
That's dangerous.
I will come get the trash bag. Now, that was on Thursday. Thursday was a very busy day. Got up Friday morning. We were leaving at noon. And Friday morning, honestly, the bag of trash never crossed my mind. I forgot all
right.
about it because I was just... crazy busy on Friday morning getting ready to leave at noon. And then we left, of course, and we're gone the rest of Friday, Saturday. Didn't
Most
get back
Sunday
until 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Came. I never left here.
Right.
Preached Sunday night, got home and went to bed. Because we were exhausted from all of the travel and everything. But, and then Monday was crazy too, just trying to get caught up from all this. And I've taken like 2 minutes leading up to yesterday morning.
This has to be a good story.
Yesterday morning, I get a text. No, actually it was Monday night that, Tuesday's trash day.
Right. Tuesday's trash day for us too.
I ended up, and it was cold yesterday morning, too. There was frost everywhere.
Chilly.
But I ended up having to come in town, take my daughter to school, drop her off. And then normally I do that and I come straight into the office. Well,
right.
I had to go back out to the house to go to my mother-in-law's, get the bag. Do you know what was in the bag of trash?
No, I
was telling you about the text. She sends me a text and she says, "When you come to get the bag of trash, you need to be careful because there's broken glass everywhere." There was like broken glass and baby diapers in this trash bag. It was the strangest, most disgusting combination ever. And I said all of that to say, thank you, whoever dumped your trash in my mother-in-law's ditch. Not really. That was being very sarcastic, But
you needed to leave some breadcrumbs throughout that story because I kind of got lost there for a second. But then you closed it really well. Litterers.
I don't understand people.
It's a $500 fine, people. Don't litter.
Whoever dumped the baby diapers and broken
That's
glass
just
in
disgusting.
My mother-in-law's ditch. Well, the diapers fortunately stayed in the bag. But,
right. You didn't have to touch
there
the
was broken glass everywhere, and I did have to pick up broken glass.
That's
but,
not safe.
You know who you are. That's what I'm saying.
And if you are a listener, we're calling you out.
But, one of my biggest pet peeves is people who do not pick up after themselves.
One of my biggest pet peeves is don't litter.
Yes. So, yes, that started my day off yesterday. And then you came in and we were going to record yesterday.
And I brightened your day and it went great from that. The moment that I walked through the door, your day was fantastic.
Well, we sat down, we started talking, and started talking about the program in general, not just this episode in particular. And we decided, by the way, this would be episode 39.
Hey.
Or is it 40? I think it's 39.
You're the one who's been on the ball lately with the episode numbers.
May have to look that up. But anyway. Get on your fancy little device there and look and see what episode it is. So we started talking about the program, and we made the decision that we're going to make a major change.
Today is 39.
Today, I thought it was 39. Well, originally we were going to record this at CYC.
Yes, we were.
And, but that's a different story.
And I'm not going to name any names, but I got caught at the outlets for 4 hours.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered. But anyway. But we'll get to that story here in a minute.
Okay.
New format. Yesterday's story. We made the executive decision that we wanted to go from 30 minutes to an hour.
And it started with your question, so when are we going to start going to an hour?
Yeah, that was my question. Mm-hmm. But and there were a couple of reasons for that, and let me just say and spare everyone the gory details of the rest of our discussions and you know all of that. But we do have big plans in the works.
Yes, we do.
We have big plans, but despite our best efforts for today, those plans were not able to come to fruition.
It was not.
But we're working on things to make the show better, to make the show as relevant to today and to our neighborhood as we possibly can. And we look forward to those changes, but you know, it all comes back to money, doesn't it?
It does.
If we had a budget, you know, that would make a difference.
We're a self-funded, self-promoted,
self-centered,
self-everything, self-everything program.
Yes. So you know, we don't have a budget. So you know, but
new format.
New format for an hour long. Thank you for bringing me back onto track.
We know that 30 minutes wasn't enough for you guys, because you want to hear us for an hour rather than 30 minutes.
30 minutes, we discovered, was not enough time to treat
it's so short.
The topics that that we were dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
That's also going to provide the buffer time for my endless ramblings.
Oh, goodness. I didn't think about that.
That's why I'm the one who brought it up.
I may end up back here asleep while you're talking.
That's why I got you a comfortable chair.
That's right.
Another story as we lead in. I think it was, okay, let's go back to the CYC thing. CYC, we did not stop the entire weekend. We were on the go the entire weekend, and I never made it to the outlets.
I was only there 2 or 3 days, and I was there twice. But we were on the go all the time.
We stayed in motion the entire time.
Very little sleep.
And yes, I got very little sleep, and I went to bed as early as I could.
I got very little sleep too.
But you know, I was also driving the bus, and I felt it probably the wise thing for me to get some sleep before I got behind the wheel with 24 of our youth, you know, in our bus. But so
very uplifting weekend, though. Very uplifting event.
It was, and we, as we mentioned, we were not able to record down there. Really wanted to do that. Really wanted to pull some of the kids in and, you know,
kind of incorporate all kinds of things. But
yes. But
you take what you get.
That didn't happen. So I think it was either Saturday or Sunday you said, hey, we've got a great idea. Let's go to Pavilion 4 and record. And because the weather was so beautiful.
66 degrees and sunny. How can you argue with that?
And then, you know, we get up yesterday morning and it's 31.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm the one who shot that down. Not that I had to.
It was cold.
You know,
we'll be back,
31
though.
Was a little too cold to go to
I'm assuming we'll be back in probably the next month.
If the weather continues. We'll be out there at some point.
Yeah.
We will. It won't be long.
No.
But so anyway, I think that brings us up to where we are right now today.
Mm-hmm.
Did I cover everything?
You covered everything.
We're here. We're here for an hour today.
Mm-hmm.
And we have big things coming, but they're not here yet today.
Right.
So.
But we do have an interesting topic today that bleeds back into this weekend.
Before we jump into that topic, let me throw one more thing out.
Okay.
I just want to say congratulations to our area sports teams.
Yeah.
Very, very proud of our local teams.
Both schools from Johnson County, particularly.
The basketball teams from our entire area did exceptionally well in the district tournament.
Yep.
Proud of all of them, and looking forward to great things from all of them as they go forward. And you know what? I've got another topic that relative to that I may get to here in a minute.
Right.
But anyway, I'm sorry to have interrupted, Zach.
Well, the topic for today bleeds back into this weekend, which was the topic for CYC.
Yes.
And that topic was?
Identity.
Identity. Specifically, the question, what is your identity?
Yes. And let me just say, going back to CYC and the things we experienced there, that we heard some absolutely fantastic lessons on the topic of identity.
One of my new favorite speakers, Chris Miller.
Chris Miller did an absolutely fantastic job, and we were blessed to be able to hear him on
He did fantastic.
Saturday night.
Phenomenal.
And then, of course, we got to hear David Shannon and Lonnie Jones on Sunday morning, and they did exceptional jobs, as they always do. And let me just go ahead and throw a plug in for Oath coming up in July. Lonnie Jones will be here with us live at Paintsville Church of Christ.
And Kyle Butt.
And Kyle Butt will be here, and Rob Kernodal, and... it's too far out to think about recording in July, but that's going to be a fantastic episode.
Oh yeah, it is.
That's
definitely going to be an episode where some of our new changes are going to definitely help us.
Yes, and I anticipate going live that day.
Oh
but,
that's gonna be awesome.
We'll deal with that.
Very brilliant men within the Bible, you know the Bible and know what they're talking about and know how to relate it to young people and adults as well.
And Zach and I, we probably will just sit there silent and listen to them.
I'm probably not going to say anything.
Yeah,
say, hello, I'm Zach, and then that'll be it.
So, looking forward to that time.
Oh, yeah,
but
it's going to be awesome.
Anyway, identity. That was the overall theme at CYC this year.
We're not talking about fingerprints. We're not talking about a crooked nose. We're not talking about big ears. We're not talking about green eyes. We're talking about identity. But what kind of identity, Keith?
Well, our identity as a Christian.
Hey, there you go.
And, they, like I said, they all had excellent lessons
yes,
on
they
that.
Did.
But, when you start thinking, I don't know, and I used this analogy on Sunday night of starting to pull a thread and, just keep pulling and pulling the thread. And that's sort of what they did this weekend.
Right.
You think of your identity as a Christian. You think, well, okay, I'm a Christian. That's my identity. But there really is so much more to it.
Yes, there is.
And it is a topic that every Christian needs to give serious consideration to.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of this this analogy. We've got a I mentioned the bus a few moments ago. Myself and a couple other guys, are licensed to drive a vehicle of that size. But if you came up to me and you said, even if you had come up to me while we were traveling to CYC this weekend and I was in the bus, behind the wheel of the bus, if you had come up to me and said, what do you do? bus driver probably would not have been the first thing that I said. I probably, well, I'm a bus driver, you know.
You're an unpaid bus driver.
That's probably why I would have answered. That's why you would have
said, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's why I wouldn't have answered that way. But, you know, it's one of those, I look at it as a blessing to be able to do that.
Right.
And to have the opportunity to serve our young people in that capacity. But, you know, that's not what I do. That's not who I am.
Right.
That's what I did and who I was this weekend. Right. But, you know, that's not how I would have identified myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, thinking about that, it really sort of got me to thinking, you know, if someone asked you what you do, how far down the list would you have to go before you got to, well, I'm a Christian?
Right. Then that should be your first answer out of your mouth.
Well, it really should.
It should be. But a lot of times people will say, well, I'm a doctor, or well, I'm a teacher, or well, you know, I'm a lawyer. And or what, I own my own business. That's mm-hmm. what I do. That's my identity. I own my own business. Those are material things that are physical to this world.
And the reason we would answer that way is because of the amount of time we have invested in right. those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if whatever your occupation is, however frequently you go to work, you know, I've worked job back in my paramedic days, you know, I worked 24 on, 48 off.
Right.
But, you know, in any given week's period of time, I was working at least 48 hours at mm-hmm. that. You know, it was a large portion
big
of
work
my load. Time. And, you know, if you'd asked me then, you know, what do you do? Well, I would have said I'm a paramedic, you
right.
know, even if I were off duty at that point mm-hmm. in time.
But what do you do and what are you are two different totally questions.
They are two different questions. But the point that I wanted to make was if we find ourselves struggling with our identity mm-hmm. as a Christian or identifying ourselves as a Christian,
right?
How much time are we investing in it?
Exactly.
How much of ourselves are mm-hmm. we investing in being of Christ, because that's really what the word Christian
right.
means. It means of Christ.
Mm-hmm. And if Christ lives in you, then you should identify as a Christian.
Absolutely. Not just while you are actively engaged
right.
in worship
mm-hmm.
or actively engaged in doing good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
and that's a very interesting point, too, because a lot of times the only time that people identify as Christians is when they're completing an act that would be considered a Christian act or something worthy of Christianity.
Yes.
That is a very interesting point.
In reality, though, every single act that we do should be influenced
mm-hmm.
by our Savior.
Yes, it should.
I was trying to choose those words carefully. You
right.
know, you know, there shouldn't be anything that we do that that is not Christian in
right.
its nature.
And one of the points that I found interesting, and Chris Miller made this point at the beginning of his kind of lesson, he put up on the slides different pictures, and he explained to you the different methods of crucifixion. Okay, he
yes.
explained to you that they found a skeleton in a body, the body of a human being, in the ground somewhere in Rome, I think is where it was, somewhere in Rome. And in the ankle bone, they found a
nail. No, that was in Jerusalem.
That was in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Okay, in Jerusalem, they found a human body, the skeletal remains of a human body, and in the ankle bone they found a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And that nail was because he was crucified, and they had, I think he said they put a board up against this
mm-hmm.
foot.
Yes.
And they had nailed through the board and into his ankle bone.
Yes.
And that nail was still there from his ankle bone. But his point was, you know, Christ died this horrible, awful death that we can't even fathom.
Right.
How much torture, how much pain, how much suffering that he went through. But that act that transcendent act of love was the beginning of our identity.
Yes.
That is what made us identify as Christians.
Yes.
No, I thought that was a very good point.
It was, and his lesson dealt with the cross.
Yes.
You know, that was the overall theme of the lesson that that Chris gave, and you know, we need those reminders.
Yes, we do. It's important to find your roots sometimes.
Jesus endured what he endured for a particular reason.
Right.
And, you know, and that reason, as senseless as it may be to some, was you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And as we identify ourselves with him and in him, we should not ever forget what Jesus did for us to become our Savior. Mm-hmm. You know, the Hebrews author says that he is the author of eternal salvation. And, you know, sometimes I think we read that word author and we think, well, you know, tied into him being the Word,
mm-hmm.
him giving his Word, him giving the gospel. But the authorship of our salvation involved so much more than a few words.
Yes, it did.
And, you know, I was thinking about, and there are so many passages of Scripture that we could go to that that tie into our identity as Christians. And I want to challenge you as our listeners that as you read your Bible, give thought to what you are reading and how it relates mm-hmm. to our identity as Christians. But
don't just read the words on the page and read them as words on the page. Read them as the breath of life.
I was reading 1 Corinthians 6:11, and there Paul said, "But you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God."
Mm-hmm.
And those three things that he mentions, you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified. If we are Christians, we have to have that identity of being washed.
Yes, we should.
And then, you know, we can talk about sanctified and justified mm-hmm. Separately. But, you know, washed how? Washed where? Washed when?
Mm-hmm.
Washed in what? Mm-hmm. You know, we've got all of those modifiers that that can be brought into consideration. But once we but Paul is presenting it in the past tense. He's right. saying you are washed, or mm-hmm. excuse me, he's presenting it in the present tense. You have been, but this is your present state. Mm-hmm. You are washed. If you are washed, you are clean.
Mm-hmm.
That is your present state of being. That is who you are and what you are. Are we living as if we are washed?
Yes. That's a good question.
And then we could go on and talk about sanctified and justified mm-hmm. as well. Those are present states of being. And he makes that very clear because the first phrase in the verse, he says, he had just talked about a variety of sins that the Corinthians had been engaged in. And he said, "And such were some of you." Past mm-hmm. tense. That's who you were. This is who you are now.
And that kind of bled into David Shannon's lesson too, because he definitely went into the past, the present, and the future tense.
Yes.
In his lesson. But let's take a break right now.
Okay.
And let's go to our verse of encouragement.
Okay.
And we'll half it, and then we'll finish the rest of the topic, the main topic, after the verse of encouragement.
Okay.
So today's verse of encouragement comes from 2 Corinthians 1, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 4, and you can turn with us in your Bibles if you would like to. And I am reading, mine is New King James, is what mine, this is the one that I have today. Yeah, mine's New King James today. Okay, so I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 4 says, "Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God."
I'm glad I let you read. I'm just saying.
You messed up a lot last week when you read, too.
I did. I could not read for anything.
That's payback last right there. Week.
Yeah.
That just happens.
That's what you get for mocking me.
They call it something karma, I think.
Okay. So, and bringing in verse 3 also, because actually verse 3 is where the subject of the sentence is. "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort." And now verse 4, I know I'm going all grammar Nazi here. Verse 4 is you know, modifying what he has said there in verse 3. Blessed is the verb. I know I'm giving way too much information here.
You're going grammar nerd, but it's
God
okay.
God is the subject of it all.
Yeah.
Okay. He's the recipient or the object of the blessing, but
I feel like I'm in English 200 right now.
All of that is said to present God to his readers there in the city of Corinth. And then, you know, he begins talking about the comfort in all of our tribulation. Paul doesn't say, "Hey, I'm going to give you comfort," or "You are going to comfort yourselves," or, you know,
God gives us comfort.
God is the origin.
And the latter part of verse 3, God of all comfort, bleeds into verse 4, who comforts us in all our tribulation. So he comforts us in all things that trouble us, and all the things that we experience in this life that can be burdensome.
And then he gets to the point of that we may be able to comfort everyone else.
And that's an interesting point, too, because a lot of times people do look to God for comfort in tribulations.
Yes.
And sin during the course of tribulations and temptations. But do we turn around and comfort others through those same things?
Yes.
And the latter part of verse 4, "with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Now, obviously, we can't give the same comfort that God gives us to other people.
Obviously, we can't. However, and Paul makes the point here in 2 Corinthians 4 that we can share in that same faith. And if we can share in the same faith, we should be able to share in the same comfort as well. And so we are not able to give the same comfort that God gives us, but we are able to give the common comfort that comes with the faith that we have in God.
Yep.
And, you know, there are always times when all of us are going to need encouragement or comfort. Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's one of the, I feel like that's one of the main reasons we do this program, is to encourage others.
And it's a topic that we've revisited a number of times and probably will again, but, you know, and as a matter of fact, you know, we did 5 episodes on problems here recently. And, you know, personally, I'm glad we did that because of the reminder that it gives that everybody has problems.
Everybody got them problems.
Everybody got problems. And, you know, we need that reminder. I finally thought of the point that that I was trying to make. How many episodes ago was it? 3-4 episodes ago. And I was talking about, you know, studying for this CDL exam and getting licensed to drive this bus and everything. And we were talking about road rage. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And actually,
everybody got road rage too.
Well, some do.
Some do.
Some do. But the point that was made in that driver's manual, which I thought was an excellent, excellent point, that when you see someone who is driving in a way that brings the rage to you.
Right. And we've all experienced that.
We've all experienced
it. All drivers
have. We've all seen some other driver and doing something.
Oh,
and
the worst is when you're trying to get somewhere in a hurry and you get behind somebody who's going 15 miles an hour. Or you get behind a car that is just a big line of cars, and the first car is going 15 miles an hour in a 45. That's the worst. That is the worst.
With their turn signal on.
With their turn signal on. But yes.
Can I finish my point?
Yes, you can.
Okay,
sorry.
So the point that was made was this, that whatever their problem is, it's not personal. It's not. If they cut you off, they didn't do it to cut you off.
Right.
You know, and that, okay, I suppose there are those instances where people intentionally, you know, go after, you know, somebody else.
Is that Keith Albright in that car right there?
I'm going to cut him off.
I'm going to cut him off.
That's right. But, you know, the point they made was, you know, whatever they're doing, it's not your problem.
Yeah.
Why do you want to go and make it your problem?
Mm-hmm.
I have absolutely no idea how that ties into what we were saying.
I don't either, but I'm glad you finished your point for three episodes ago.
Yes, but, you know...
I don't even remember you making that point.
We need to be reminded, mm-hmm. though, that there are others who need the comfort of God.
Well, I think these two verses beg two questions. The first question is, who are you looking to comfort for? So who are you looking... If you need comforting...
Great
who
point.
Are you looking to?
Okay.
We should be looking to God.
That's not what you just said a moment ago.
Who are you looking to comfort for?
Who are you looking to comfort for? Are you wanting to comfort someone else so that you can say you comforted them?
Whoa. Okay. See, that wasn't the point I was trying to make, but...
Okay. Go make your point then.
My two questions. First, who are we looking to comfort for? Not the question. Why can't I say this?
I don't know.
The first question is, are we looking to God for comfort? Okay? And the second question is, are we looking to others to comfort them?
There you go. Okay.
That's two questions.
I like
now,
that.
I may have stumbled across something in my little jumbled up of words there in the first time. I don't know. What point did you think I was trying to make?
Our motivation.
Our motivation for comforting. That is a good one. That is a good one.
But that wasn't the point that you were trying to make. Hey, we can tie all of this together.
We always can. When haven't we been able to tie everything together?
This is true. But we're talking about identity.
Uh-huh.
Do we have the identity of being a comforter for God? Or of God.
And we could look at the identity of specific things within our Christianity that we're supposed to complete. Specific responsibilities.
Is that who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a comforter of God? Now, I want to throw the disclaimer out that everybody has those times when they don't necessarily need to be the comforter. They need to be the comfortee.
Yes.
And I know I'm not going to name any names because you know I don't like naming names.
But I try not to name names either.
I try not to, but I'm going to here in a minute.
Okay.
Don't let me forget that, but I'm going to here in a minute. But I'm not going to name any names right now, but there are some people who need encouragement. They need comfort. They need help.
Mm-hmm.
But for this reason or that reason, they don't want to accept the help. They don't want to admit that they need the help. And as a matter, like I said, I'm not going to name any names, but you were here in my office a few minutes ago when I made a phone call to such an individual.
Yeah.
You know, and we sort of reached a compromise of sorts.
Yes,
but,
we did.
You know, those times when we need to be the comfortee,
mm-hmm.
don't forget that if you are that person and you are at that point in your life that the person who is bringing you comfort
mm-hmm.
is doing so with the comfort of God, and they are bringing you something that you need.
Yes.
Why would you turn that away?
Mm. Good point. That is a good point. We'll let this lead back into identity. Okay,
yes.
So identity of specific responsibilities within our Christianity.
Okay.
Do you have the identity of... Like, one of the concepts that we commonly talk about on this program is encouragement.
Yes.
So, do you have the identity of an encourager? And what does that mean?
Wait, you're asking me?
I'm asking you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going somewhere with this. So,
no.
Yeah, I sort of
I'm asking you
out
what,
there
yeah,
for a
I'm
second,
asking you, but, what does it mean to have the identity of an encourager?
Oh, wow. I think, and this kind of goes back to what we talked about 2 weeks ago, but I think that, number one, we would need to severely limit the negativity that
yes.
that some might bring forth. And, you know, we all know those people. Again, not naming any names. I'm going to name a name here in a minute. Don't let me forget that.
I won't let you forget. I like names.
But, you know, we all know the people that you see them coming and you think, oh, boy, here they come.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to be complaining about today.
Here goes another 5 minutes of my life.
That I'll never get back.
Yeah.
And, you know, what are they going to complain about today? What are they going to have to share that mm-hmm. is negative?
Right.
About whatever. As Christians, I don't think we need to be that guy.
No, we should not be the guy that people look at and are like, oh, let's go the other way.
Yes.
Let's not take this path. We can, there's another pathway over there we can go.
Yes. You know, we, and as Christians, we don't need to be that guy.
Yeah.
But our identity as encouragers,
I think, and this is my own personal opinion, but
see,
I think
this is what I thought you were going to do a minute ago. I thought you were going to jump in with what you thought.
I was going to wait to see what you had to say.
All right.
My personal opinion of an identity of an encourager is someone who seeks out to be encouraging. So someone who seeks people out.
Purposeful, intentional,
mm-hmm.
desiring.
Yes.
To present that encouragement. That's a very good point, Zach.
And thank you. And I've had a lot of these people within my life, and specifically within this very congregation, you know, people who have seen things in me that maybe I didn't see, but they've seen maybe certain talents in me that, you know, they could develop certain things within myself that I didn't see.
Are you going to name any names?
Keith Albright.
Oh, no, I wasn't fishing for anything there. I was thinking Stan Blevins and
yeah,
Steve Trimble.
Yeah, but three big names here, the big three, Stan Blevins, Steve Trimble, and Keith Albright. Don't you act like you don't have any credit in this. But the big thing is I didn't really see a lot in myself
mm-hmm.
in certain aspects. Now, some things I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good at that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty good at that. But you guys saw things in myself that I didn't see. And in order to bring them out, you were encouraging in ways that almost sparked an interest in myself. Well, maybe I need to try this.
In yourself?
It sparked an interest within myself that I'm like,
okay,
maybe I need to try this.
We know who's getting deep and philosophical
yeah.
today,
yeah.
and it's not on my side of the table.
It's this guy right
yeah.
here.
Yeah, okay.
Guy. But through that encouragement, I've been able to accomplish things with my Christianity that I didn't foresee, say, and this was all in 1 year. This is just 1 year, really.
This is true. Yeah.
And I've been able to accomplish things within my Christianity that I didn't foresee probably about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. That mm-hmm. I see your point.
That's my point.
Can you be that person
right.
to someone else?
And we all can.
I think we can.
Mm-hmm. There is someone in every single congregation that needs encouragement. You just have to find them.
Yes. And let me, you know, as we are encouraging you, our listeners, to be encouragers. How did we get off on this topic? But anyway,
Big Four. I left out another name, Craig Ratliff. Craig
yes.
Ratliff was very, very integral into my spiritual development.
Integral. Yes.
Integral. Integral. He's very integral.
Let me throw this out. As we encourage you to become encouragers, don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up.
You've got to be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know of several individuals that I see so much potential in that, you know,
that maybe they don't see. They may not see the same thing that you see.
Nope, haven't seen it yet, but keep working on it. Mm-hmm. But anyway. Now can I name names?
Yes, you can name your name. What name was it?
Okay. I just got to do a quick shout out. This is, we're recording this on Wednesday. This will air on Friday. Yeah. So it actually, you know,
right.
Going back, for, you know, can you backdate something?
We can if we want to.
Okay, I'm going to backdate this, but I just have to say happy birthday to a very, very special young lady who is a friend of both of ours,
mm-hmm.
Isabella.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Isabella celebrated a birthday this week.
And we had another birthday yesterday, too.
Yeah, yes, we
can't
did.
Can't forget about her. She's a faithful listener, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know if, you know, I knew Isabella wouldn't care if we mentioned her name, and you know I didn't want to name any names. That, mm-hmm. But if you are that other person who incidentally happens to share a birthday with Isabella, and it was
whose birthday was Tuesday yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. We love you very much.
Yes,
And you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We may get in trouble for not naming a name. I don't know there.
She'll probably Friday. It's Sunday morning. She'll be like.
It's a whole lot easier to get in trouble for naming names than it is for not naming names. So
right.
I found that out. That's why I don't like naming names. But,
okay.
But I knew Isabella wouldn't care. So
happy birthday, Isabella.
Happy birthday, Stevens. Isabella. So now that that little commercial's over,
mm-hmm.
back to
congratulations.
Our
you got a shout out from the Let's Talk About Christianity podcast radio program.
Paul. He, of course, he wrote a lot to Timothy, and Timothy, as part of his identity as a Christian, is identified as a young preacher, but, you know, I don't want to think of Timothy in the terms of preacher so much as I do example,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Paul points out to him, hey, there are a lot of eyes that are on you, and there are, you know, you have to set the tone for others, and people are going to be looking to you to do that. And you know, we could talk a lot about that. I really said that, though, to bring out this point. You may not think that others are looking to you, for example, or mm-hmm. that others are checking your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, of course, right now it's a big topic over the what's that called, the real ID or whatever, the new standards for IDs that
on the
Kentucky,
license,
Kentucky has not yet complied with, and
right. And well, my mom is one of those people because she travels so much, you now have to have the real ID in order to travel. If you don't, you have to use a passport.
Well, I thought that Kentucky had an exemption until they could become compliant.
Yes, but I think it's next year is when it goes into effect, and I think Kentucky has become compliant with it. With the new law.
Okay. Don't worry about it. You can still fly if you have one of the old, outdated IDs in Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal, but you know, I've got a passport. I'm not worried about it.
Right.
You know.
Anyway.
And I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Matter of fact, I can't tell you the last time that I flew domestically.
It's probably been a while.
I don't fly domestically that much. I seem to fly internationally more than I do domestically, mm-hmm. and so I've always got the passport out, and you know, but anyway, as a Christian, you are not a card carrying Christian. You know what I'm saying? You don't have that ID to present and have them get their little magnifying glass out and stare down at the whatever it is to make sure that your identity is not a forgery.
Somebody made that point at CYC. I can't remember who it was. It could have been Chris Miller, but he said that, you know, there was a specific congregation that, or a specific denominational church that had IDs. If you had this ID, you were a member of this denominational church, and anywhere that you went
mm-hmm.
to any of the colleges of this denominational church, you showed them ID, you're like, oh, well, you're a member of the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a member of this specific congregation or this specific denomination.
Right.
And he made the point that we don't have that ability as members of God's, of the Lord's church, of God's church, and of Jesus's church. We don't have that ability. We don't have IDs, like the same point that you're making. Yeah.
Right. So, if we don't have IDs, mm-hmm. and we don't.
We don't.
How are we identified?
You're going to throw this question back at me?
It's payback.
I think we're identified through our actions. We're identified through our words. We're identified through the way that we carry ourselves in the light of the world. Through trials, through temptations, and even through weaknesses, I think the way that we carry ourselves identifies us as Christians.
Now, I want to be careful as we talk about this point, you know, being identified by our actions and such. Because, you know, Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, he makes the point very plainly that that we, for example, aren't to pray for the sake of being seen,
yeah,
praying.
That's a good point.
He makes the point that we are not to give for the sake of being seen, mm-hmm. while we are giving. But at the same time, the world needs to see what we do and who we are as Christians. And the world needs the opportunity to see Christ in us.
Mm-hmm. In other words, well, and goes back to your point that Jesus is laying out these different things within Matthew. He's trying to get people to understand that, you know, what you do as a Christian, whether it's charitable, whether it is whatever action you're completing, we shouldn't say, oh, I'm doing this. You know, if we've given money to the poor, like, oh, I've given money to the poor. I've given a lot of money to the poor.
Right.
Or, you know, give money to a person standing on the side of the road. Well, I gave money to that person. I gave them a lot of money. We don't do things to be seen.
Right.
We do things, and he even says in secret, right here in verse 4 of chapter 6 in Matthew. Matthew 6, verse 4, he says that your charitable deed may be in secret.
Yes.
So we should do things that are, we shouldn't do things for notoriety. We should do things just because we're Christians.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, I had to clarify there.
And
we have to eat up some time, Keith. We've been on the air now for an hour almost.
I have never been told you need to eat up some time. you know, Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12.
1 Timothy 4.
1 Timothy 4 and verse 12, and you've got your New King James there today. Do you want to read from it?
1 Timothy 4, verse 12, yep. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
So, I've got the Old King James here, and it says, but be thou an example of the believers. Of the believers to the believers, you know what? There's really no difference there. Mm-hmm. Who the object, or excuse me, who the recipient of the example is to be. Paul wrote this to Timothy as a young Christian preacher, and like I said, I don't really want to emphasize the fact that he was writing to him as a preacher, because this should be the objective of every Christian, to be an example of the believers to the, yeah, believers, you know, what, however you want to phrase it. And then he says, in word, in manner of living, in charity or in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
Mm-hmm.
That covers a lot.
It does cover a whole lot of stuff.
It covers an awful lot there.
That's an entire episode worthy of content.
In one verse. Yeah. Oh, yes. Easily.
Maybe two. With
but,
you.
Thank you. I think. I'm going to take that as a compliment. I don't know how you meant
one
it.
One of
but,
our faithful, you know, listeners, when I was sitting at the table at CYC, he said, I just love your guys' ramblings and rants. I was like, you mean Keith's ramblings and rants?
Oh, yes. I'm, yeah, sure you did.
Uh-huh.
But
continue.
Anyway.
I've interrupted
the
you way
is,
too many times today.
The point is, are we making it our objective,
mm-hmm,
to be identified as that example?
That's a really good point.
And, you know, some might say, well, should you really make it your objective to be an example? why wouldn't you make it your objective to be an example?
And we will become an example through our words, through our actions, by standing out and not fitting in. And that's another very, very important concept within Christianity. You're supposed to stand out to others.
You are supposed to.
And a lot of times that's very hard for people, especially younger Christians. That's extremely hard for younger Christians. You're supposed to stand out to people. People are supposed to say, oh, well, he's different, but he's different because he's a Christian.
Yes.
They're not supposed to say, well, he's a Christian, but he just fits in with everybody.
Well, and in most of the cases like that, let's be honest, they don't know you're a Christian.
Right.
Because you blend in with the world.
Yeah, and you just don't understand it.
And let me make a little clarification there on that. We should not stand out for the sake of standing out.
Yes. We
should stand out because of our identity as Christians.
That's a good point.
And
made a lot of good points today, Keith.
And that goes back to what I was saying there about verse 12, making it our objective to be an example. Yes, we should make it our objective to be an example, but it shouldn't be something we have to force.
No, it should not be. It should be something that comes second nature. We should wake up in the morning, we're a Christian. We should go to bed, we're a Christian. Throughout the day, through everything that we experience, we're a Christian.
Yes. And, I lost the point I was going to say. That's part of the product of this. We'll get better at this as we go on.
This is the first time I feel like
this is our first experiment with going an hour long.
I feel like it's been a really good experiment. I think we've done quite well today.
And now I'm going to have to go fiddle with the program schedule and make sure it'll fit into the time slots that we have available. But, I totally lost the point that I was going to say. Well,
maybe a couple episodes down the road you'll figure it out again.
I just take it and make it one long continuous episode.
Right.
That's just how it works. That's my objective. But right. So we want to make it our objective to be identified as a Christian, but we want to make it our objective that it's not a forced objective. We have to have it as part of our nature.
And if it's not a part of your nature, if it's not second nature to you, then you are forcing it.
And we could take this and roll it right back to what we read in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11. You are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of our God. And, that should be who we are.
In the present.
Yes, in the present tense.
Not in the past. I was a Christian. Not in the future. I will be a Christian. It is, I am a Christian within the present tense.
If we are a Christian in the present tense and we maintain that, then we will be.
Yes.
That was so obvious, it felt dumb coming out of my mouth. But
that's okay. It's okay. Sometimes we have to say obvious statements to clarify things.
Yes. We could... there's so many passages of Scripture that we could go to and talk more about this. Paul in Colossians chapter 3, he says in verse 5, to mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. And he says, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which we also walked some time when you lived in them. Talking about past tense.
Right.
That's who you were.
Mm-hmm.
That is not who you are today. So, as we begin to wrap this up today,
we can end on the question. We can end on a couple questions.
Maybe. Do you want to end on the questions and then do our contact information, or do you want to do our contact information and end on the question?
Let's do some contact information.
Okay. We want you to be aware of the different avenues which you can contact us and the ways that you can, and this sounds strange because if you're listening to this, then chances are you already know how to gain access to listen to it. But
right.
iTunes, podcasts.
Yep. Yes, we are a podcast.
We are a podcast.
Yes, these two guys have a podcast.
We are on iTunes, proving once again that anybody can get on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook.
Let's Talk About a Christian Radio Program and Podcast, or facebook.com/Let's Talk About Christianity.
And then our website is
letstalkaboutchristianity.com.
.com. And
not .org, can, not .net, .com.
You can go to the website there at letstalkaboutchristianity.com,
mm-hmm.
and not only access our podcasts, our episodes, but you can also read our blog.
We do have good blogs.
Yes, and I've been slacking still.
I've got one I want to put out this week. I'm trying to put out one a week. Is what I'm trying to do. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm
doing. I think you're trying to put out one to two a year.
Yeah, that's kind of the pace I'm on. we do have our blog. We've not put anything in the random stuff here in quite a while.
We haven't.
We'll
maybe I'll write a little poem or something, and I'll put it in the random. Write a poem or a limerick. I'll write a limerick and put it in our random posts.
Yeah. Write a limerick. Anyway. Let's
talk haiku. About Christianity. I'll write a haiku.
My email is Keith at letstalkaboutchristianity.com.
Mine is Zach at letstalkaboutchristianity.com, Z-A-C-H.
Yes. And so you can email us. I believe if you – can't you go on the Facebook page and send a message
Yes,
there?
You can. You can message us on Facebook.
You can message us there.
Funny story about my name before we stop here.
Okay.
Okay, so you know how I coached a middle school basketball team this year?
Yes.
We had T-shirts made. On the back of the T-shirt, it says Coach Z-A-C-K Collins.
Really?
Nobody ever spells my name right. No one. Not even the parents that know me, not even, you know, the players that I coach. None of them.
Did you wear the shirt?
I haven't got it yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I may wear it. I don't know. It's depressing anyway. Anyway, questions.
Well, okay. Let's end this with our
you
question.
You ask a question, I'll ask a question.
What's your identity?
Ooh, that's a good one. You took my question.
I know. You shouldn't have given it to me first, but what's your identity? Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll throw a second one out.
Okay.
How can you change your identity to match that of Ooh, Jesus?
Good one.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next week.